And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. My name is Luke Hines, and as a personal trainer, functional nutritionist and health and wellness expert, I am thrilled to be with you for the next hour and every Sunday moving forward to motivate, educate and inspire change, helping you guys to look, think and feel your best, but I can't do it alone. So as always, our resident pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Hinesy. You know that I'm always here to help.
I love it. You are an expert in your field in so many ways, and we're going to get into that in a minute. And we're today also joined by my House of Wellness TV show sidekick in the kitchen and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Lukey. I think it's going to be a treat for everybody having you on the airways every Sunday.
Well,
can't wait.
Any day that I can wake up with both of you guys, I'm thrilled. So I'm very happy. And also, good morning to everyone listening wherever we may find you. I hope you're having an amazing Sunday so far. First up, we're going to talk about youth coping with exam time, which is right now. I think English is starting this week, and resilience and routines to adopt once school finishes. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't love exam time, and I was a crammer. I admit it. I crammed. Gee?
Therein lies the problem. Some people can get away with cramming, and we all know those who do, but leaving things to the last minute just puts undue pressure. That's a question we can ask Michael. It doesn't really help anybody. It's not good for your mental health.
Sure isn't. I still have dreams, and I'm doing my Year 12 HSC, so I obviously did not enjoy that period of my time. But yes, I also was a crammer and learnt later in life that that is not the successful way to actually retain information, but also reduce stress. It was just so stressful doing it that way.
Exactly right, Zoe. So we're also going to look at the role grandparents can play in young lives, especially at this time. So we're going to talk to Dr. Michael Cargreg. He's a clinical psychologist, a leading authority on teen mental health, and now the author of the new re-release book, Grandparents. Michael takes us through some of the issues of the day for our young and also covers the benefits of grandparenting. Now, it's also Seniors Month, and as the cliche goes, and I'm starting to say this, I don't know if this is worrying, Zoe, but age is just a number. We explore the stereotypes of getting older and ways we can all age in the best and most positive way. How do you feel about aging, GQ?
It's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned.
Zoe?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes we're a little bit ageist in this country. So, I mean, it's more related to your bio age, your cellular age, as opposed to your, you know, neurological age.
I love that bio age. It's one of my favourite topics. So we are going to have a chat with Hilary O'Connell, an occupational therapist and advisor to Live Up, a non-for-profit group that is all about empowering people to take control of their ageing journey. So we'll have some tips for this. Now, GQ. Bones, healthy bones.
So important. Unexpected falls can be life-changing, and we'll look at certainly some of the nutrients involved, fundamental for maintaining good bone mineral density strength.
Now, I think both of you will agree that this show, this hour of power, is for you. Every single listener, we are here to take your calls on any health question. It might be about one of the topics we talk about today, but it also could be a supplement or medication question for GQ. Nutrition for Zoe, and your expertise is also in hormone management, so that's a good question people could ask. And also for me, exercise, mindset, advice to wake up, get moving and make positive change. Our number, 131873. Next up, Dr. Michael Cargreg on ways we can support our teens right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Almost one in four Australians are low in vitamin D. Top up your intake with Austalin Vitamin D3 1000 IU from Australia's number one vitamin D brand. The convenient one-a-day dose supports vitamin D levels in the body. Choose Austalin, Australian-made, quality guaranteed. The Austalin range is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. IQVIA, National Sales, 27/7/2023. ABS Australian Health Survey, 2011 to 2012. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Austalin Vitamin D at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number is 131873. Please give us a call on any of your health issues. Now, parenting young people can be one of the most rewarding things that you will ever do, but it can also be one of the trickiest. Joining us on the line is clinical psychologist Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, one of our leading authorities on teen mental health, and also the author of the newly released book, Grandparents. Welcome to the show, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Anytime, such an important topic. Right now, many teens are doing their Year 12 exams, bringing back a few nightmares for some of us here on the panel. Any advice for parents out there on helping them through this stressful time?
Oh, the single most important study tool going around is a good night's sleep and to make sure that they have adequate nutrition and that they get to the exam on time. Those are the top three.
It's quite interesting because obviously, you know, I've got a child that's in year three. It's not like a child in year 12, so it's quite different. But I see sometimes the stress that she goes under. What are some tools and where does this community play a role? Because I see the beautiful stress reduction that my parents give to Emily. Not me, unfortunately. I don't have that power. But
look, I think the most important component of stress reduction in children is to actually get them to see stress not as their enemy, but as their friend. We need to reconstruct their understanding of stress because there's an old law in psychology called the Yerkes-Dodson law that tells us a little bit of stress actually improves the efficiency of our performance. So it's not about eliminating stress altogether. It's teaching our children to have the skills and the knowledge and the strategies to manage stress, not eliminate it. And one way to manage it, of course, is a simple breathing technique, which we know can work. It's called box breathing. Or for children, I teach them a thing called a stress breath, which is where they imagine that they are breathing in the smell of a rose for as long as they can, holding it for as long as they can, and then imagining that they're blowing out a candle. And if you do that repeatedly, say about 10 times, you actually relax the whole kid. It's very powerful.
Michael, if we could just move across slightly to social media. And by the way, congratulations on your grandparents' book too. Outstanding. In one of the papers over the weekend, I think might have been even Friday, there was a thing that called the Guide to TikTok for Aussie Parents and Guardians. And it seems to be an official-looking thing and very caring. Is that rigidige? Is it useful? Or is it someone just trying to supervise our lives even more?
Yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of social media and young people. I think it's the great envy amplifier. And I think what happens is it creates in our young people a sense of inadequacy. It's almost as if they have their nose pressed up against the glass and they're watching the highlight reels of other people. And I don't think it's good. We do rely on the Office of the E-Safety Commissioner to give us unbiased, objective advice about managing TikTok and these other social media platforms. That's government run. They have no bias, and that's my port of call for all my parents and all my clients.
Okay.
I definitely use that box breathing technique with Emily, and I love what you said about trying to see stress as a positive thing as opposed to something negative. Where does the whole role of grandparents and community come into this play? Because I really lean on my parents. I can see, you know, on Friday night, my stepmom looked after Emily, and the joy that she feels is just Amazing. So where do parents and grandparents kind of, where is the most important factor in this?
Well, 1.5 billion people on the planet are grandparents now. They're hands down the second most powerful influence on a child's life. And what we've seen in Australia is an intensity and a complexity of grandparenting, which prompted me to write this sort of intergenerational guide. We've got them providing 58 hours of grand childcare a month, and they're living longer. The families are getting smaller, so the proportion of grandparents to grandchildren has never been greater. So we need to give them some advice and get them to understand that by having grandchildren in their life, they're going to live 5 years longer. Mm. That's been shown. And their psychological and emotional health will be much better. But even better, the children benefit. You get huge behavioural and psychological benefits from having grandparents in your life. So everyone wins.
Michael, COVID has introduced a new phrase into schooling now, which is called school refusal. How important, where do we go for that child who, for various reasons, and it usually has been lockdown related, that says, no, school's not for me? And we're talking perhaps a primary school child.
I believe that COVID has been responsible for an upsurge in three conditions. One is generalised anxiety disorder. The second is social anxiety disorder. And the third is separation anxiety. And this is a huge problem. I know John Chalew from the School Refusal Clinic has told me that the number of young people that he's seeing has quadrupled over COVID. And I think for each child, it's a different reason. And therefore, you have to have a customised plan, which actually tries to get around avoidance, because avoidance is your enemy. So graduated exposure to school with adequate psychological support is the direction in which I head clinically.
Michael, as always, it has been really great to have you on our show. And you can find Grandparents, which is a practical guide to navigating grandparenting today, by Dr. Michael Cargreg at all good bookstores or search online. Thank you and have a great morning, Michael.
Thanks so much.
We're going to take a quick call from another Michael in Geelong. Talk to us, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, good. Good. Thanks for taking my call. For mainly my son, I was trying to find out about processed oils in products, and there's some research saying causes inflammation and other health problems. I'm just wondering your opinion about the amount of oil, processed oil, versus not having the product.
Michael, there's a fairly, and look, it's a great question. Remember, everything you put in your mouth is either pro-inflammatory, as in it will induce inflammation, or it's anti-inflammatory. And our aim, therefore, is to eat more of one than the other. Oils are fundamental, and if you're smart, you'll stick to things like extra virgin olive oil, avoid all those other oils at all costs, and just try and make sure that you focus on the ones that are the anti-inflammatory part. And the research is overwhelming. This isn't just a generalised statement. The research is overwhelming, and you can look at supplements like fish oil and herbs like turmeric, but generally, though, Zoe, avoid those dreadful oils.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's interesting is how do we identify them? And that's the key thing. So it's important that we know that Australian is a little bit laxed on labelling sometimes in this component. So trans fats is the real elements and oils that have been heated to a point where they're carcinogenic as well. And often you won't see trans fats labelled, but you'll see something called partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated fats as an ingredient. So look at that ingredient, because that's the way you can be that little bit of a detective. But anything you heat beyond a certain point will change that molecule structure. Olive oil has what's called a flash point or a burning point of 180 degrees, but because of its high antioxidant content, that actually helps to keep the stabilizing of those molecules. But you still don't want to overheat it to a certain point of burning. if you're going to take something orally from a medicinal point of view but still a food, I probably would lean to more something like hemp seed oil. It's got the perfect ratio of omega-3, 6 and 9. It's got something called alpha-linolenic acid and your gamma-linolenic acids, and they are gorgeous anti-inflammatories. Pop it in a salad dressing, have it on its own. It's easy to take.
You're making me hungry, Zoe. I love hemp oil. It's absolutely awesome. Next up, we're going to talk about our having a good relationship with food, and we're going to take your call. So now's the time to give us a buzz. 131-873. That's coming up right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Mild varicose veins causing you mild pain? Try Caruso's Veins Clear. It's Australia's number one veins care formula. It relieves symptoms associated with mild varicose veins. Choose Caruso's Veins Clear 30 or 60 tablets at Chemist Warehouse with Caruso's 100% money-back guarantee. T's and C's apply. See Caruso's website for details. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. IQVIA National Pharmacy Data 26 August 23. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Veins Clear at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Please give us a call. We've got GQ and Zoe here. Our number is 131873. If you've got any health concerns, this show is all about you, and we're here to answer those questions. We're going to go to John from Baldwin. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. You there, John?
Good morning.
How can we help, John?
Is there any cure for restless leg syndrome?
So we're not getting cramps, John. You're finding your legs are constantly moving no matter how hard you try to ignore them. Is that right?
More or less, yes.
Okay. The two nutrients involved here, John, are iron and folic acid. And it's been shown that if you can increase your levels of each of those, you'll find that those restless legs will settle. So you get your pharmacist to give you a non-constipating version of iron, and you take that for 6 weeks, usually one in the morning with breakfast. You get folic acid, 5 milligram, not the 0.5, John, the 5 milligram. Take one of those each morning for those 6 weeks, or each day, but it's a 6 week trial and see what difference that's making. And then we make a call as to whether you continue or whether the problem's been solved. It's the two things, iron, folic acid.
And it's quite interesting. There was a study that recently looked at food triggers as also amplifying this. And I think probably the reason is it's increasing what we call C-reactive protein or inflammatory pathways. But the other thing also, it's probably actually affecting our absorption, because you've got to remember, you know, that small intestine is the thing that's actually absorbing all our iron, all those key minerals in there as well. And for a lot of us, we've got a lot of competing minerals, like sometimes too much calcium in there. So maybe look at some foods that could be actually triggering you as well. Well, the obvious ones is always gluten and dairy. And we always said some basic stuff. I mean, you have to eat a varied diet, lots of diversity, lots of good fats in there as well, and hydration. Just some simple things that are done on a daily basis that tick off sort of the ABCs of good nutrition. I mean, we always talk about that lovely Mediterranean diet.
We do, Zoe. Right. Eating the rainbow. Thanks for the call, John. We'll go to Nicole in Surry Hills. Good morning.
Hello, Nicole. How can we help you? Are you there, Nicole? Oh, we've lost her.
We've lost Nicole, but we do have a Keith in Mornington. Good morning, Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Morning, how are you?
We're well. How can we help, Keith?
Tired legs.
Oof. Keith, do you take any medicines for lowering cholesterol?
Yes, I am. I'm taking, I can't remember the name.
That's the reason you're getting tired legs. You can offset that very quickly by going and getting some ubiquinol, ubiquinol. Ubiquinol. Take 150 milligram each morning, and that will settle probably within a few days.
Thank you so much for the call, Keith. I want to have a quick chat with you guys about how we have a relationship with food. Now, the personal trainer in me wants to say that food is fuel. It is nutrients, macronutrients, micronutrients that help us move, pull, lift, and function every day. But I'm the first to admit that when I'm down, when I'm sad and stressed, I also use food as a crutch. It is an emotional support system. What's your relationship like with food, GQ?
Very important.
Very.
One of my best friends.
Eddie, elaborate.
But I use, look, I think these days we're all looking for connectivity. And you get to a stage where you just like to have good people around you. And then it's a communal force to feel well. And you can surround, if you do that, you tend to be positive most of the time. So that's what I think. Food, and I think it's hard.
So you're saying that food is something that not only fuels you, but brings you together with people, and people is connection, and connection fills your soul fire.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Zoe?
It's quite interesting because obviously, you know, I wrote a book called Falling in Love with Food.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
Something that I really am very passionate about. And I think we often talk about sort of this practice of mindful eating as well. And how do we actually kind of put that synergy together between what we eat and the pleasure that it's giving us as well? I think we need to remove all guilt and shame. I mean, sometimes you just have to know that food is medicine, and we just have to pull up our big girl pants and do what we have to do to eat the right food to get the best result. And sometimes it is complete, luscious, amazing pleasure. So remove that guilt and know the difference. Variety, balance. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Just talk about this. I mean,
I know,
I am
it's elevating.
But if you fall off the wagon and you enjoy pizza with your family or grand, it's not the end of the world. Why do we look at blaming one thing?
Totally.
It just does my head in.
So true. And I often talk to my clients about, look, it's about having lots of different routines. We don't just have one routine. We have lots of routines in the way that we eat. We have work routines, home routines, going out partying routines as well. And I think what it is, we're trying to shorten the undulation and make sure we go back into that routine that predominantly makes us feel good as well.
My advice to anyone out there who's not sure about their relationship with food, take a step back from doing anything else at the same time. Stop watching TV, stop watching your phone, turn off devices and connect with your food. You're going to chew more. And the more you chew your food, the more you're going to absorb the nutrients, because it's not just what we eat, it's what we absorb. And if you want food to truly fill your nourishment, you've got to really make sure you digest everything you're eating.
But keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Make sure you give us a call this morning. We're going to take your calls again in a moment. 131-873. A lot more to come on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Almost one in four Australians are low in vitamin D. Top up your intake with Austalin Vitamin D3 1000 IU from Australia's number one vitamin D brand. The convenient one-a-day dose supports vitamin D levels in the body. Choose Austalin. Australian made, quality guaranteed. The Austalin range is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. IKVIA, national sales 27/7/2023. ABS Australian Health Survey 2011 to 2012. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Austalin Vitamin D at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You are listening to The House of Wellness, and be sure to keep those calls coming in, 131-873. We love to hear from you. It's Seniors Month, and the message here is that everyone is unique and that age shouldn't define how we choose to live our lives. Joining us on the line is Hilary O'Connell, an occupational therapist and principal advisor for Healthy Aging for the not-profit group Live Up. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Hilary.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the program and welcome to your listeners.
Absolutely love that. You have over 40 years of expertise in helping people age well. That's a decent lot of experience.
It certainly is. Yes, yes.
Tell us, how would you describe healthy aging?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are quite a lot of definitions around for healthy aging. I think the one I like, and it sort of underpins Live Up, is based on the World Health Organization definition, which talks about building healthy behaviors over the lifetime. So things like looking after your body and your mind. And by building those healthy behaviors, it helps prolong our physical, mental and social well-being and helps maintain our abilities in older age. So you're putting the building blocks in place to continually challenge bodies and brains so we can live well in later years. And that helps improve not only the quantity of our lives, but the quality of our lives, which is very important.
Hilary, I have an amazing father. He is 86 years old. He goes to the gym 3 times a week. He travels all the way around the world. He's constantly curious about life. And for me, I've kind of always been taking a mental note of sort of what he's doing to keep him so youthful and happy. I mean, maybe youthful is not even the word, just happy, you know, and healthy. Are there key things? Is there research behind some of these things? Are there key things that people should be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to keep us in that great mindset of healthy aging?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think there are lots of myths and stereotypes when it comes to aging, but the science really does tell us that only around 25% of how we age is down to genetics, with up to anything up to 75% being about our lifestyle choices. So some of the key aspects of healthy aging, which come from the science, is exactly some of the things that your father is doing, is staying as physically and mentally active as possible, being socially connected. But, you know, often if you stay physically connected to things, you're also being connected with other people. Keep trying lots of new things. Definitely having a positive mindset to aging makes a difference. And the other things that they talk about are obviously eating well, getting enough sleep, and finding ways to reduce stress as well. And from the live up perspective, we're also looking at where assisted technology or things like modifying the home, when certain activities are becoming difficulty, doing things like using technology or modifying the home to help you as well. But one of the science behind the staying as physically and mentally active and being connected is very, very strong.
Hilary, there was some research released a couple of weeks ago linking hearing loss and cognitive decline in older adults. The study was called the ACHIEVE study. How can we get standard hearing treatment, standard hearing tests, part of the national health priority when this is clearly, clearly linked one to the other?
That's a good point. I'm not sure that I know how to answer your answer, but respond to your answer. But I think there needs to be advocation around that. That's for sure. I mean, we do know that hearing loss is linked to cognitive loss. There's a lot of sort of research on it, and I think it's very important because not only does if you have hearing loss, you also often become socially disconnected as
sure.
well.
Yeah.
So I think we certainly should be advocating to government for that.
Good.
You know what? I love this conversation because we're trying to encourage people to get out of their comfort zone, to make sure that they have confidence within themselves to do more with their day, but also not to talk down to themselves about the aging process. You've
yes.
got to wake up every morning and have the head voice
yep.
that really encourages you to get out there and make the most of every day.
Have a purpose.
Yeah, have a purpose. Hilary, if there was one key piece of advice you'd like to leave us with, what would it be?
I think that everybody's aging experience is very different, but I think it's never too early or never too late to start shaping how we age. I think the best thing that we can do for as we age is to keep on having a go at things, having a positive mindset, and whether those things are physically challenging, mentally challenging, staying engaged with life, it's about keeping on doing things and seeing healthy aging as an investment for our later years.
Yeah.
And I think also seriously consider what we want our last 10 years of life to actually look like. We can control how we age, and I think we can add life to our years and not just years to life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so, it really does.
I mean, I also think we should think of things like movement as medicine. I think it's a sort of a term I like to sort of think about. Movement is medicine. Invest in your old age as much as we invest in other things as we get older. I mean, there's lots of information on LiveUp that people can look at to sort of get an idea of it. But I think movement is medicine. Staying connected and staying as positive as you can as you age make a huge difference.
Thanks, Hilary, for giving us some great tips for aging. And if anyone wants further info, visit liveup.org.au. It's all there. There's articles, tips, and there's a quiz you can take on what you may need to do to assist your healthy aging journey. We're going to go to a quick call. Doreen from Melbourne.
Yes, I'm just ringing regarding bloating
sure.
after eating.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good thing to take for bloating?
Well, the best thing to do, Doreen, is to look at the underlying cause, which could be that your digestion, if you're taking one of the anti-reflux medications could be a cause if you're eating too quickly, if you're eating just the wrong type of food for your particular body. So have a look at that and look at foods that are causing the problem. And looking at any of the enzyme supplements to help your digestion is fundamental. And there's a whole range of them, either in powder form or in liquid form, that once your digestion is working properly, the bloating will stop. And it's worth also getting some advice on a probiotic as well.
We have so many amazing calls. I'm going to try to get to them all. But first, after the break, a guide to having healthy bones right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Get ready to glow deeper with a range of premium quality skincare and supplements from Swiss. Swiss Beauty Collagen Plus Hyaluronic Acid Booster supplement supports collagen production, skin regeneration and healthy glowing skin. While Swiss Skincare Vitamin B5 Glow Booster Serum instantly smooths, plumps and enhances skin's appearance. Skin appears dewy and refreshed all day. The Swiss Beauty range is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss beauty at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and we're still taking your calls. We're going to get to those in a minute, but it's no secret that at every stage of our life cycle, we need strong and healthy bones. Gerald is going to talk us through how important calcium and vitamin D are for this. Gerald, what's a good way to actually maintain our bone health?
You've got to remember, Hindsay, that bones are living structures. So we had a call before talking about inflammation, pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. So we've got to look after them as far as nutrition is concerned. And the two main things there, as you mentioned, are calcium to give the bone integrity. So you've got to help that calcium be absorbed. Therefore, the role of vitamin D. One helps the other, because so often, until there's a fracture, we don't realise that, in fact, there was probably some sort of weakness that we've ignored. At all ages, if we look at proper nutrition, regular dairy, which was given a bad rap many years ago unfairly, regular dairy, particularly milk, cheese and yogurt, leafy green vegetables, but if necessary, a calcium supplement with some vitamin D at the appropriate dose.
And what about our children? Because I find it quite hard to get Emily to sort of supplement with things. What do we do for them, Gerald?
Good food, Zoe. That's and I don't want to tell you how to suck eggs, but the important thing there is just to encourage the intake of dairy. We ignore it so often, but if you can get a child interested in just having some cheese every day or some yogurt every day, that's half the battle. Mm. But if you feel that they're not getting enough, certainly there are the liquid forms that you can get of both the calcium and the D3.
And they're together.
Yeah.
Very convenient. I love that, GQ. Thank you. As always, you're a wealth of knowledge. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. ABS, Australian Health Survey, 2011-2012. Now, we're going to get to some calls. You guys, the lines are running hot today. Valerie from Melbourne. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning and thank you. I wonder, could you give me any recommendations for supplements or food for shingles? I guess I need more zinc and lysine and that sort of thing.
You've had your antivirals, Valerie. Yes. Course has been completed. Okay,
so not complete. Still having it.
Okay, make sure you then complete that course. Very important, and you can reduce the pain with. And there's a whole list of things, but near the top of the list are two things. One is high strength turmeric, and the other is lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, lipoic acid, which you can get in a capsule, either 400 to 600 milligram. Take it twice a day. It actually lowers the sensitivity of the nerve endings that you feel as burning pain, and it works brilliantly in combination with those antivirals. So finish one, but start the other, turmeric and lipoic acid, straight away.
And it's quite interesting. I was reading an interesting study about melatonin, and as we know, melatonin starts to decrease probably from about age 30, particularly as perimenopausal and hormonal women, they are already having sleep issues. But there was a link that adequate, obviously, sleep, it's all to do with supporting and increasing the inflammatory support that we have. So maybe have a little chat to, you know, your pharmacist about sort of taking a little bit of melatonin into the diet as well at night time.
Thank you, Valerie. We're going to go to Janine from Sydney. Good morning.
Hello, Janine.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I have scoliosis and my back's just recently gone out, so to speak. I'm stuck in a bit of a position and in a lot of pain and probably muscle spasms and all the rest of it. So I needed to know as far as like gels put on your back just to relieve some pain. Is Voltaren gel better than goanna oil?
Look, it's a matter, Janine, of finding one that you find suitable. Remember that, Scotty, I'm assuming you've got an exercise physiologist or something that can actually help strengthen the relevant ligaments and tendons in your back to help correct the problem or to prevent it from getting any worse. We've talked inflammation a couple of times this morning, Janine. Avoid the pro-inflammatory stuff. Look at fish oil. Look at the herbs that are anti-inflammatory. And whatever rub suits you, try a number of them. The one that suits, stay with it.
Now, there are a number of calls that I'd love to get to, and I'm still going to try, but there is an Ask tab on the houseofwellness.com.au. GQ, explain how it works.
That's it. You go to the website where you can find both replays of the radio show and the television show, but there's an Ask tab here at the top. Tip on that, tick on that, comes straight to me, and you'll get a prompt answer if we haven't
and
been able to.
And you are quick. We'll be right back right after this break here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Austalin Vitamin D at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We have had the best morning together, Zoe. Huge thanks to your expertise, passion and knowledge. GQ as well. Now, we have an incredible show. It's all about men's health. So you can tune in Fridays at 2 p.m, Sundays at midday on 7. Make sure that you've got anything you missed from today's show, houseofwellness.com.au. And as always, a massive thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse who make this all possible. We hope you have the most incredible Sunday yet, and we can't wait to join you this time next week.